Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. Especially we get a chance to bring our good friend Steve Martin. I'll get the right name out in a minute. Steve Martin is our guest, our good friend. A long time. I've been saying his name, folks, for almost 19 years. He's another month or so. We're getting back in a couple of months and celebrate his 19th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust, a founding member of our Brain Trust. And he's the author of all the important books on how to be more profitable, profit improvement, executive analysis, instant profits, make your business pay, et cetera, et cetera. And but he's a consultant to small business extraordinaire, a major SCORE volunteer, and he knows a lot about mentoring, and that's what he wants to talk about today. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you very much. It's been wonderful being with you. I learn something every time we talk.
we tend to bring that out of each other, don't we? It's been fun.
That's exactly right. It's yeah. That great relationship where we have a chance to bounce ideas off one another and test things out and hopefully come out with a better product in the end.
Well, I am so proud of you, Steve, because I know what you've been doing for the last few years in addition to your work. You've been volunteering as a SCORE volunteer, and I know that that's given you an opportunity to have an even keener perspective on the power of mentorship.
Yes, Jim, that's exactly it. You know, as a business consultant, I've always considered myself to be a mentor, but in practicing with the SCORE and giving the services for free to the small entrepreneurs, businesses across this country, I really have become to appreciate the need for all of us, and I do mean all of us, including myself, to have other people to talk to about our business. And that's really the beauty of mentorship, where you have a relationship with people that you trust, and you can test those ideas just to make sure that they are worth pursuing.
Let's take a minute and talk about the sort of the definition of it, of mentoring, and the players and how it is, and not anything specific, any specific application, but just in general. What do you think about it?
Well, Jim, I have a specific view on mentoring, and that is that certainly in the case of SCORE, my job is to help people make the best possible business decision that they can. And the process I use is to listen and attempt to understand what the point of view is, what the challenge is, the opportunity is, and help the other party think through the process, think through the pros and the cons, and determine whether or not they should make that particular decision or go in that particular direction. And just having that conversation refines the idea or refines the clarity around the challenge or opportunity.
But before that, Steve, there's another thing, and it made me think of one word that sort of describes to me what a healthy mentoring relationship is, and that's availability. So you have been a mentor to me over the years. I can't say, folks, I don't even want to think about what would be going on right now without some of the good advice that Steve has given me over the years, as a friend. And Steve, I want to thank you for that right here in front of everybody. But my point is, you've always been available to me. I've never called you that you didn't say, sure, let's talk about it. What do you need? And so to me, and I'd like to think that I've been that for other people over the years. I know that I have, because I don't turn people down. If they need help, I help them. And to me, and whether it's a structured, specific mentoring type program like corporations have, or a sort of an ad hoc kind of thing, I think availability and believing that you've got somebody out there that would listen to you if you get yourself into a bind. What do you think about that from a standpoint of the foundation of mentoring?
Yeah, that's absolutely essential. There has to be a relationship based on trust and trust that you'll be available, as you point out. And thank you for your kind words. And I can tell you that I've gained as much from the relationship. It's certainly two-sided, and I think that's one of the key elements of a good mentoring relationship, that all parties involved derive something of value from that relationship.
You know, when I had my consulting company, all of my customers, all my clients were more successful than me, but I was able to help them. But there were times when I said, hey, I need you to help me, and I would tell them about my business, and they would help me. Folks, it can be that simple, but it can also be more structured. And when we come back, we're going to talk about that a little bit with our good friend Steve Martin. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.